destiny is at your doorstep. The wave of the future originated in the ancient past. From Atlantis to Egypt and beyond, this sacred knowledge was passed in secret, not to be revealed until the world was ready. That time is now. Now is the time for you to know your destiny. Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp, and you're listening to the Mr. Destiny Show on bbsradio.com. Well, the wonders of technology. Just look at how what we can do nowadays. You can be sitting at home in front of your computer and listening to this broadcast, no matter where you are, anywhere on the planet. We have so much to be grateful for in this Aquarian age, all this wonderful technology. And I'm sure that everybody who's listening tonight just loves computers. We all love our computers. Unless, of course, you're having one of those what I call computer hell days, where just everything goes wrong. But, you know, I haven't had one of those in a long time. I don't know if I'm just getting lucky in my old age or if maybe the technology's just gotten better. Because I remember in the past I've had two or three days in a row where just disastrous things happened to my computer systems, causing me to go into a major emergency situation in my life. But nowadays, because my business is really so geared on computers, and I'm sure that all of you are too. I mean, most of you listening tonight and who have been listening have found out about the show because it's the wonders of email. And even though email is full of spam, I still think it's a lot better, a lot more reliable, it's faster than the regular mail system. So I'm so grateful for the wonderful technology that we have in our world today. It's one of the fun parts about living in the Kali Yuga. So anyway, tonight's topic is going to be all about power, about the power to have whatever we want in our life. And, you know, really, we couldn't talk enough about this topic because there are so many of us who feel like our life is just not what we want it to be. We would like it to be better. We would like to have more comfort, more ease, more love, more prosperity, better health, all these things. And this movie that's come out recently, The Secret, it really goes to the heart of the matter. But there's more to it, really. I mean, it's a great start, and it will absolutely work. I've used the techniques in that show for years. I think a lot of us have. It's just the same thing, just put in a new form that makes it exciting and fun to learn. But let's talk about power for a moment. Now, to start this out, I want to ask you, everybody, a question. So just think about this question for a moment. If you had a magic wand, if I handed you this magic wand, and this magic wand could not fail, it could not break, it could not do anything other than what you tell it to do, and you could create three things in your life in the next 12 months, what would those three things be? And I'm talking about extraordinary things. I'm not talking about ridiculous things of like, oh, I want $1 million. Now, of course, $1 million is not the worst thing in the world, but ask yourself that question, and when you think about that question, think about what is really most important in your heart of hearts. What would you create? How would you have your life be different than it is right now? What would you do that would be extraordinary for you? You know, all of us, I was just talking about this last night. We had a really wonderful gathering at my house here in California last night. And I was talking about how I really think that everybody is born with a dream. It could be more than one dream, too. It doesn't have to be just one dream. But I think we're all born with a dream or several dreams that are just uniquely ours. And they were given to us to be experienced in this lifetime. We were given this dream to have it happen. And you know, so many of us, we know we had these dreams, but so many of us have given up. We've decided to take the easy way out of the situation. We've decided to give up on our dreams and just settle for it. That word settle, a lot of us are settling for a much smaller life than we envisioned for ourselves when we were young. We really wanted something really special. We wanted something extraordinary. We wanted to maybe accomplish something, or we wanted to experience something really wonderful. So what would you give? What would you give up to have the thing that you want the most in your life? There's an old saying. I don't really know if it's an old saying or not, but the saying is, would you give up everything you have to have what you really want in your life? Would you be willing to give up everything you have right now in order to have that thing or that situation that you really want the most in your whole life? That's a great question to think about. So I say that all of us have the power to have everything and anything that we want in our life. But one thing is for sure, you're going to have to give up something if you want to be powerful. If you want to be a person who is powerful, and that means a person who can create something, you're going to have to give up being powerless, okay? And I tell you, if you look around, I think it's one of the biggest illnesses in the world today. And it's not a physical illness, it's a spiritual illness. And it's called powerless. I'm powerless. I'm powerless. Nobody is powerless. Everyone has a choice. So, what do you consider yourself? Do you consider yourself powerful or powerless? Are you the captain of your destiny, the author of your life, or are you the victim of circumstances? Are you the victim of your childhood? Are you the victim of the government? Are you the victim of your mate, of your children, of the people you work with? Are you the victim of taxes? Are you the victim of are you a victim of the economy? All these things we have to really consider. Because if you're going to be powerful, if you're going to have what you're going to have to step into being powerful. And which means you're going to have to give up being powerless. But if you look around, you'll see that for the most part, the whole world lives in a state of powerless. Everyone's powerless. They say they're powerful. They say they're self-empowered. But actually, they're blaming other people for their problems. People are blaming. Now, if I'm blaming somebody for something, if something's happened, I don't like it, and I blame somebody, I am in that moment in the state of powerless. I'm saying, you did it to me. But what if I am the creator of that? What if I actually created that? How many times do we stop when something happens that we don't like? How many times do we stop and say to ourselves, how did I create that? How did I create that? You know? How many times do we ask ourselves, why did I attract that into my life? Okay? So, I want to ask you a question now. You can have these things I talked about. You can have these three things. In the next 12 months, you can have this magic wand. Do you want to get your power? Do you want to get your power back? Okay? Do you really want to? Because you got to want to. Because if you really don't want to, if you're just playing around, if you're just saying you do and you don't, nothing's going to happen. It's not going to change. Nothing's going to be different. You know, I entered into a program a couple years ago that just absolutely changed my life. And, I mean, I went into it knowing I was going to get what I wanted. It guaranteed that it would. I got it. It was great. It was hard. It was very difficult because I had to give up being a victim. But it was really incredible. And then I went around and offered that to people. And, you know, I wanted to share it with people. And you'd be surprised. How many people say they want a better life, but they have no intention? They have no intentions of giving up where they're at right now in their life. So don't say you really want more unless you really do. You have to want it. Okay, if you want to get your power back, here's the number one principle. Power and responsibility go hand in hand. To be powerful means to be responsible. And what I mean by responsible being means, I mean, what I mean by that is, if I'm responsible, I'm the person that created this. I'm responsible for it being there. Okay, and this will translate into every area of our life. Okay, I mean, you can be actually really, some people are powerful in some areas of their life and powerless in other areas. You know, the hardest area to be powerful in, for most people, is the area of relationship. It is in our personal relationships that we blame the most, where it is so hard to really see that we are the creator of what happens. That's the hardest area of all. But ultimately, we can't have what we want as long as we are blaming or giving the responsibility for what's happening to other people. You can't have power without responsibility. And I'm not talking about responsibility, which means like a burden of things that you should do. I'm not talking about responsibility. I'm talking about responsibility in the form of accountability. We have to be accountable for our life the way it is. So just to start out with, you have to realize that to decide that you want power in your life means that you have to be willing to take all of the credit for everything that's happened and all of the blame for everything that's happened. If you can't handle that, if you can't even envision that your life, the way it is today, is due to your choices, then you can't even get started being powerful. There's no way that you can go. There's no place to go from there. You have to be willing to envision and that you, on some way, even if you don't know how you did it, you have to be willing to see the truth behind this. If I'm going to be powerful, I have to be willing to say, I made all of this happen. I cannot blame other people. I cannot try to shrug off the responsibility of things in my life on other people. I have to be the one who's the creator of my destiny. I have to be the one who wrote the script that's being played out in my life. Anger and blame. And anger and blame, they're hand in hand. They're like the same thing. If I'm blaming, I'm angry. And the very act, the very beingness of anger is a state of blame. If I'm angry, I'm blaming. If I'm fighting with somebody, I'm blaming. If I'm angry, I'm blaming. And therefore, if I'm angry, I'm powerless. I'm not powerful. If I'm angry, I'm weak. You know, people that are angry think it's really they think it's like a really state of strength to be angry and to be get you all red in the face and to threaten other people. Anger is a sign of insecurity. It's a sign of fear. Underneath all anger is fear. And that's a truth that you can take to the spiritual bank and you can keep it for the rest of your life. Beneath all anger is fear. If you're angry about something, you're afraid. If you don't believe me, just see how you're breathing when you're angry. It's the same breath pattern as when you're afraid. It's exactly the same breath pattern. Short, quick breaths, gasping for breath. In my readings that I do with people, my intention is to give people their power back. I use astrology and I use the science of the cards to help people look into themselves to see how and why they created their life the way that it is. And I've had some amazing aha experiences with clients over the years. You know, it doesn't happen every time, for sure, but it happens often enough that it's just, I'm truly grateful for it, to be able to witness that kind of transformation in people. When they go from a state of being powerless to being powerful in their life, to watch them realize the moment, you know, it's really funny, you know, like just the moment that we realize that when we see clearly how we created our life the way that it is, and this sounds like a bad thing because in a way you're taking all the blame for what happened, but when we see that really clearly, there's an aha because all of a sudden there's an instantaneous recognition, an instantaneous knowing that I can change it. I can change it because I can see it now. I see how I did it, and now I can change it. And with that power, we can do anything. Any of us can transform our life, and we can have every single thing we want, even the things that you don't think you deserve. If you love it, you deserve it. If you have a dream, you deserve it. And you, all you need to do is to get your power back. And you're already using your power. We're already using our power. We just have to get it back and stop throwing it away in blame and anger and judgments of other people. We need to, like, take all that back inside of us and watch the magic happen. Watch that magic wand start to glow and watch things just show up in your life so quickly that it's overwhelming. That's how it can be. That's how it was meant to be in life. So I invite everybody listening tonight to become the author of your life, the one who's writing the script. No one has written your script for you. And I invite you to become the captain of your ship, your destiny ship. Okay? And that's our little discussion for this evening. I hope you enjoyed it. This is all being recorded, by the way, and everyone's welcome to listen to the recordings. If you're getting the emails, you're also getting the link to where you can listen to all of the past shows. So, I think we're ready to take our first caller. And I think there's a woman named Karen on the line one, or line two, I think it is. Is she still here? I'm just waiting to see if Karen is around.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
So what year were you born?
46.
Okay. And is it July 27th?
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, okay. And are you a student of the card system?
Yes, I am. Have been for maybe 30 years.
Oh, really? Excellent. Well, you've been doing a lot than I have then. So what can I do for you this evening?
Well, I'm having some financial problems with a bank on our house. And we have been in court with them in a private settlement agreement, and they have trespassed on our contracts. And I just wondered if there was anything in the cards that would indicate that we'll be victorious with this.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what the cards tell me. The cards tell me that you're experiencing a lot of fear around this. A lot of concern about this. You understand?
Oh, sure. The attorneys are so intimidating, it would make your hair turn gray.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm just talking about what I'm seeing in your cards. Okay, Karen?
Okay.
So this is what I see that you're experiencing is a lot of fear. Now, you know, I'm not saying that it wouldn't happen to anybody else, but I definitely see it happening to you. And there's a chance this will resolve, but it's very interesting what I see here. Do you think it's possible for you to be unattached about this?
I could try.
Okay.
Give it up to the universe.
Yeah, in a way, you know, whenever we're thrust in a situation like this, and, you know, I think a lot of us experience this at different times of our life, we can really get very righteous about it. You know what righteous means? It means I'm right about it.
Uh-huh.
Like I know that they're wrong and I'm good and, you know, they're bad and all that. And in the process of doing that, we can throw away our power without even knowing it. We don't even know that we've thrown our power away. We've actually become like the victim to some bigger thing, right? So your cards show the possibility, like after April 14th, of this thing resolving, but it's connected with another card, the Seven of Diamonds, which means, and it's a spiritual money card, and you can never have that money if you're attached to it when you have a Seven of Diamonds. In other words, you have to start focusing on what you do have right now. That's my suggestion, based on what I see.
Okay.
Okay. You have to, as much as you can, focus on, become, you know, do what it takes to be in a state of grace about your life, you know, the rest of your life. You know, it's like, what if somebody had lost a leg? They only have one leg. That's a pretty bad thing to have to go through, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right, but then what if that person turned around and said, well, I've got another good leg, you know? And if they focused all their attention on the good leg, they wouldn't feel like so much of the loss of the one leg. Do you understand?
Uh-huh.
But the cards here, there's no guarantee in the cards, by the way, because the cards have a high side and a low side. All right?
Okay.
So you have a perfect opportunity to do what I was talking about on the talk tonight about power. Did you hear the conversation about power?
Pretty much of it. Yes, I did.
I'd suggest you listen to it again after the show, like later this week, because this is an opportunity for you to get out of being the victim and get into a state of gratitude, which can transform this whole situation. And the money that I see could be coming to you instead of going away from you.
Okay.
With a seven, I'll tell you, I had a seven of diamonds long range 1 year, and that was the bottom. That card took me to the bottom of the barrel with money. I lost everything, and then I got it all back when I had a transformation, when I changed. Nothing changed externally. I changed. Do you understand?
Okay, yeah. Well, we've been listening to The Secret since November 24th, and almost every day. I mean, Esther Hicks, The Law of Attraction, and has really changed our life and really brought in a lot. And attracted a lot of people and things.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is something that it's something that we have to practice, you know. In other words, let's say we watch The Secret, but we don't do anything about it, you know. Well, why is anything going to change? A movie's not going to change us. It's not going to change us unless we put that information that we got, that knowledge that was given, that sacred knowledge, into action. We have to put it into action. Otherwise, it's just another book that we read. You know what I mean? We didn't do anything with it. So I encourage you to practice. Put that into practice. It's powerful.
Well, we have been. Things
good.
Have changed greatly.
Oh,
for
great.
The better.
Did you do like a board and everything?
Yeah, we put up checks on the universal check. And we also wrote down our wants and then our gratitude. We have gratitude stone and, you know, we
right.
really,
That's
you know,
perfect.
The first thing
That's
we do
great.
When we get out of bed is thank the
well,
universe
think,
and thank
God.
Well, I
think, Lauren, in light of that, that this whole situation could turn around for the better for you in light of what you just told me. See? That's all that it takes.
My husband's had a horrendous healing from his past. Through all of The Secret and what's been going on, too. So, I mean, it's a marvelous thing. Yes, you have to practice it.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people will watch it and they'll get a little high from it and then they'll talk about it and they'll forget about it. And The Secret was basically wasted on that person.
Right, right.
I appreciate you calling, Karen. I think it's going to work out. This is a perfect opportunity and this can turn around right in your favor. But it
okay.
is a spiritual challenge for you. That's all.
Okay,
and if
thank
you are
you still so
aligned, there's no way you can fail.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Have a nice night. Okay, we have, I believe, Monica, and I know Monica and her husband, John, on line three.
And Monica.
Yes.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, Monica.
I'm from Mississauga, Canada.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
Yeah, and my question for you tonight is, what is significant importance for me to know in this coming year based on my cards? And I have also a question for my husband, and how does his business for this year look? Because he's just started two ventures.
Okay, so what year were you born, Monica?
November 14, 58.
58, okay, thank you. So, I'm Do you have a specific topic that you wanted to know about, or just a general thing?
Well, partly for my business and for my, if there's something that is indicated in the cards that I need to be doing with my life.
Well, this year, since your birthday, has been about new knowledge, mm-hmm. you know. And I know you're taking the course with us.
That's right.
And that's what this is all about for you. This is what the theme of the year is.
Okay.
It's not the only mm-hmm. theme, but what's going to happen out of this is when you get close to your birthday, you're going to end up with a completely new way of relating to the world, communicating, and new knowledge to give the world. And that's highly emphasized in your reading this year. Financially, there's no problems here. There's
right.
not like an extreme abundance, but there's no problems either. Everything's fine. You have more than enough money.
Right. And how about for my husband? Because he's just starting up with two new ventures in his business.
Well, he picked a really great year to do it, and he's got some great cards. I would have him push forward as much as he can in the next 5 months.
Okay. I have another question. I got really sick on my birthday, November 14th.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering what significance that might have had.
Well, you know, there's a lot of different aspects to karma and how things play out.
Uh-huh.
But you obviously got over this illness.
Yeah.
And I think what really happened to you was that you got over an illness. Do you understand?
I got over
it? You had cards then of recovery
okay.
from something very drastic.
Right.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So it was like showing you that you're protected in a way, I think.
Okay.
That's my best guess from what I can see here.
Okay. Well,
all right, good. I'm glad you called in, Monica.
Yes, I really like your show, and I really like listening to you.
Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate knowing you. And you're doing great in our astrology class, by the way. You're just doing fantastic.
Well, I'd encourage anyone to learn from you, because it's been a real pleasure. So I will let you go and let you get the next caller in.
Well, okay. Thank you, Monica. Have a great evening, and say hi to your husband. He's the same birthday as Don, the guy who runs this whole radio show.
Look at that, eh? King of Hearts.
Yeah, King of Hearts, Two of Diamonds.
Yep. Okay, have a nice evening.
Thank you, Monica.
Thank you, Robert. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, do we still have Is Pretty still holding on line 4? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
We're trying to get line 4 going here.
Hi, Robert.
There you are.
Yes.
How are you, Priti? How are things in Canada, in Toronto?
All things are fine. Weather is very nice. And I'm also very busy with my school.
Uh-huh. That's great.
Yes.
That's wonderful. And I should tell people that I know you and that Priti is actually really good at the cards. She's learned the system. And do you still use it a lot, Priti?
I do. In fact, I have all my classmates' birthdays as their birth cards. I've done a few readings just informally. And for
uh-huh.
the classmates. And it's fun.
That's good. That's really great. I encourage you to do readings because, you know, you're good enough at it that you should be doing the readings to get the practice in. That's all you need now is just to go out and, you know, put it to work a little bit.
Oh, most certainly. And I'm going to do it more professionally once I finish school.
Okay. Oh, good. Oh, good. Good. That's great. So, you know the cards pretty well. Did you actually need a reading from me tonight, or just wanted to say hi?
I wanted to say hi, and I wanted some advice from you, or just to see what the cards say for me.
Okay.
My question
is there a specific area?
Yes, career.
Career?
I finished school in around the first week of May,
mm-hmm.
and that's when I have to start really... decide about the kinds of jobs that will be available for me doing work. Just generally, if you can tell me something about Korea.
You know, I see a King of Clubs coming in June, you know, for you. And that could be you having a job of some sort where you're regarded as an authority.
Okay.
Do you understand? Or even possibly a teaching situation.
Oh, interesting.
Well, see, you know, Priti, you have done like I know a little bit about your history, and you've done like work like with your relatives and insurance and stuff like that.
No, Robert, it's related in the travel industry, and I'm doing human resources management.
Travel, that's right, travel. But that's not what you really want to do anymore, right?
That's right.
You want to do something, so it's up to you to basically set the stage for all of that, do you see?
Yes.
It's up to you to create a picture for what you want. So these cards that I see here could have you doing readings and teaching.
Wonderful.
Successfully.
Hmm.
That's one possibility for what I see here.
Okay.
And even your Saturn period is not so bad. You have a King of Hearts and Four of Clubs. These are nice cards.
Uh-huh.
So things are good. And I look at your long range card, which is the Eight of Diamonds, and you should be making some money.
Well, I'm spending a lot.
Well, that's good, but there should be some coming in, too, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
Not yet, huh?
Not yet,
well,
but maybe yes.
Well, I'm just saying that, see, the cards don't make us do anything. They basically give us an opportunity to have something happen.
Yes.
So if I had the cards that you have, mm-hmm. I'd be looking around for, are there opportunities for making money that I'm not seeing?
Okay.
You know? And are people trying to give me money and I'm turning it away?
Well, that's not happening.
I'd be asking myself those questions because
yes.
This is money. These are good money cards you have. Really good money cards.
Great.
Okay.
That's good news for me because as soon as college is over, that's what I'm going to be doing is doing different things where I get money.
Oh, well, that's perfect.
Yes, and one of them will be looking for a job, and I'm also be doing professionally card reading. So
well, you know, you could become so successful reading cards
mm-hmm.
that you wouldn't need to actually get a job.
Wonderful. And how wonderful for you to say that to me. Comes from you. So I'm very glad you said that to me.
Oh, good. I'm glad that you took that in because, you see, if you just sit down and figure out, like, if you had a job, how much money would you make in a week, right?
Not much.
And then ask yourself, how many readings you would have to do that make the same amount of money?
That's right.
If you were being paid $100 a reading, let's say.
Yes.
And I wouldn't recommend doing it for any less than that.
I agree with you.
So, you know, it would only take probably two or three readings in a week, you make more than you make at your job.
I agree with you, yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, and I'm going to do it.
Okay, I believe you. You've sold me, you've convinced me.
Yes. And I needed that to come from you in a way. So
okay.
I'm very glad that I could get through and speak to you. Wonderful.
Well, you have a Three of Diamonds also in your Uranus period, so I wouldn't be surprised if you're making money from two different ways, you know?
Okay.
A couple of different ways. So be open to just start looking around now. You're in Jupiter now. You should be looking around and saying, where's the money trying to come to me?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think if you do, you'll see that it's already there.
Yeah, there is a likelihood of an inheritance coming.
Oh,
which
I see.
Is a surprise.
Well, that's a possibility, too, with your cards you have. It's certainly possible with what I see here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a lot of interesting possibilities that you have,
mm-hmm.
and it should be good. I think things should really be, you should enjoy what's going to happen.
Yes. Great. I don't
well, it's
really
great
have.
To hear from you. I'm glad you called in, Priti.
Yes, and good to talk to you, and very good to listen to you doing readings. It's like revision for me.
Oh, okay, great. Well, yeah, thank you for that. I appreciate hearing that very much.
And thank you very much for reading my cards and answering my questions so wonderfully. It's very encouraging for me.
Oh, good. Well, I want to hear, as things develop, please let me know.
I will. Most certainly, you will hear about it.
Okay, excellent.
Thank you, Robert, and have a nice evening.
All right, good night, Priti. Have a great, thanks for calling, and have a great evening.
Okay, bye.
Bye. So, Don, let's have a little short commercial break, and when we come back from the break, we will take Richard, and we'll continue our discussion on the Mr. Destiny radio show.
For centuries, the information was kept hidden from society. Preserved by a secret order, instructed never to reveal this esoteric knowledge until the world was ready, until a time when this information could do the most good to benefit mankind. And now this information has finally been revealed, the fabled Book of Destiny, with information about every aspect of your life. And now you can make use of this information for your highest good. You can discover just why you are here and where you are going. Who are you most compatible with? When will you move? When will you change jobs, find love, get married, and make the most money? All of this information and more is now available to you in two books, The Cards of Your Destiny and Love Cards by Robert Lee Kemp. These books are available in any bookstore, physical or virtual. But if you order them from SevenThunders.com, you will also receive a special report entitled, When Will You Become a Millionaire? This special report will tell you the times in your life when you are the most likely to experience massive financial success. To get both books, which teach you how to do these readings for yourself, step by step, plus this one-of-a-kind report at a special discounted rate, just point your web browser to 7thunders.com. That's the number 7 and the word thunders.com. Look for the link talking about the radio show special. And within days of ordering, you will receive everything you need to do readings for yourself and others. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed for your money back. And now, back to our show.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Lee Kemp. You're listening to the Mr. Destiny radio, or actually it's an internet radio show, on bbsradio.com. Hope you're enjoying the show tonight. We do have some more callers, and we have an open line or two if anybody wants to call in. I think line 1 is available right now, and maybe line 4. But first of all, we have a man named Richard on line 2. Let me get him on the line and see what's going on.
Hello, this is Richard.
Hey, Richard, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. So what? I'm sure you have some important questions for me.
I sure do. So, predominantly business-related, my birth date is 1/28/65.
Uh-huh. You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I heard a little beep, so I wasn't sure. Yeah, I mean, I looked at your cards before I talked to you, and you're in a very exciting year here, Richard.
Great.
This is a big year for you. This is what we call the pinnacle.
Really?
Pinnacle year. Did you know you were in the pinnacle year?
Well, not exactly. I mean, I have a friend that reads your books and stuff like that, and
oh, okay.
She wasn't exactly sure, and this is why I spawned the call.
Okay.
But
sure.
Explain. That'd be great. I want to hear it.
So let me explain what that means, okay, so you understand what's going on. This only happens for most people once in their life, okay?
Wow.
And it means you've been traveling up this mountain for like the last 5 to 10 years, and this is the summit this year.
Okay.
And this is often strongly work related. Okay? Not for most people it is, but not always. It can be other things too. This is also the year you make a huge change. Okay?
Okay.
President Clinton was elected president in his pinnacle year. Okay.
Oh, wow.
George Bush Sr. lost the presidency in his pinnacle year. So for both of them, it was a significant transition. Do you understand?
Correct.
So it just depends on what you, how conscious you are of where you're going in your life. See? But there's an indicator here in the cards that your result card is the King of Diamonds, which means you having your own business.
That's exactly true.
And if you're not already doing that, this is where you're heading, okay? Where you are the buck stops at you, not anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me?
Yes.
You're a Queen of Clubs, your friend told you?
Yes.
Queen of Clubs have very good karma with business. They have, in a way, like a green thumb when it comes to business.
Okay.
They're really, what's the word? They understand how to make a business successful, and they usually go pretty big with whatever they do. And usually the bigger they go, the more they like it.
Okay, that sounds
okay?
about right.
So this year began on your birthday, and it's going to go until your next birthday. And I think there's something new that has to happen that you haven't done yet. And you may or may not know what it is. You might know what it is because you're a very psychic kind of guy, okay? The Queen of Clubs is the most psychic card in the deck.
Yeah, she told me that.
Yeah, so your intuition, I hope you trust it because that's your best ally in your life.
Okay, yeah. I do that. I do trust in it most of the time.
Uh-huh. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. So, you know, I wish I had such good news to tell everybody.
So you're telling me this is a great year?
Yeah. Well, what do you want in your life anyway? I mean, what do you want?
Oh, well, I want my, obviously it's business. As usual, I want it to be very successful. I want it to thrive, and I work very hard at it.
Have you ever asked yourself why you want to be successful?
Well, it's fulfilling.
Not everybody wants to be successful, you know, in business. I mean, it seems like that's what everybody would want to do, but it's not really true. Not everybody does, you know. So, I mean, you know, it's kind of good every once in a while to look inside yourself and see what is it that you're really after? Like some people, like for me, I'm a diamond, and for me, you're also a half diamond. You're a seven of diamonds, the other card. For me, being successful in business means being a successful person. You know what I mean?
Yes, yeah.
It means I can feel better about myself because I have done well. You understand?
I understand, yeah.
Yeah, so sometimes it's good to get to the heart of the matter, like what is it you really want and why? Because maybe you're going at it the long way and maybe you're not. Maybe you're doing it just right, but it's good to take a look in there. I see this is going to be, the cards indicate, I'll just say this one last thing for you, Richard. The cards indicate that you have to have faith in what you really want to do this year.
Okay.
Okay, because there's something that you want to do, but you're concerned that it may not work or something.
Yeah, well, if you think about the projects I take on are usually not small. They're life changing, not just for myself, but they're also life changing for the clients and the people that I'm around. So, yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Well, see, you have this challenge card of the Seven of Spades, and this is the card of the spiritual worker. And it means, in other words, you're doing what you know you got to do, but there's always there's room for failure there, you know?
Okay.
But you have to do it anyway.
How do I overcome that?
Well, you have to have faith. you have to be willing to risk. Knowing that you're doing it for the right reason, you have to be willing to take the risk.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you got to lose anyway, Richard?
Yeah, I mean, I like risk. I mean, I've done that for as long as I can remember. You know, there's you do have to take
good.
Risk.
Do you understand what I'm saying, though? That you just got to be willing to go for it, knowing that this is the thing you really want to do.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that I understand.
The cards indicate you're going to get
also,
it.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to start something new in July and August.
Oh, really?
Yes. You may not even know. That's why I said you may not know what it is yet. You might think
we're starting some new stuff to the business, or adding a new approach to our business. So maybe that's what it is.
Are you the sole owner of your business?
No. I'm one of the partners. My partner is 10155, I believe. She's an 8 of diamonds.
Uh-huh, yeah. Well, there's something here about you having your own. Remember me saying that earlier?
Yeah.
Okay, just keep that in the back of your mind as you go throughout this year. That's where the cards say you're headed.
Okay. Well, this person is a silent partner, actually. So.
Okay. Well, okay. I don't know. You know, I've done partnerships with real estate. I used to do real estate deals, and people would give me money, and I would, you know, do my deal, and they would get their cut at the end. And they were silent partners, and that's fine. If that's what you're doing, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But if it's not, if it's anything other than that, it's going to change. Anyway, that's it for you, Richard. It's going to be an exciting year. I hope you just really go for it.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. I'll keep
all right, thanks for calling, Richard.
Well said. Thank you.
All right,
have a
take
nice
care.
Evening.
Bye. That was very interesting. Now, it's not very often that we are in the pinnacle year. The pinnacle year, some people have it when they're really young, like as a child, but then it happens again 45 years later. And even Richard, if he lives to be 87 years old, he will have another pinnacle year. But the pinnacle year is always a year of great transition. It's a year of great change and also a year often of really incredible success. Some people reach the peak of their career in the pinnacle year. It can be quite exciting for people that really know where they're going. And I think Richard is one of those people. Okay, I think we have a woman named Doris on line 3. Is she still with us?
Hello?
Hello, is this Doris?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Doris. Are you born on February 23rd, 1947?
Yes, I am. I was.
Okay, yes, good. So what can I do for you this evening?
Well, I'm calling because I'm trying to understand the cosmic lesson, energy, and the reason I'm trying to understand it is that my mother is she's a seven of diamonds, king of diamonds.
Uh-huh.
And that's our first connection. And it's like my relationship with her is like taking over my life. And I guess my first connection.
Actually, she is not your cosmic lesson card.
I'm her cosmic lesson.
You're her cosmic lesson.
But it's like all her unhappiness is being, I'm receiving it. Like when I'm in her energy.
Well, here's the thing, if you don't mind me saying so, Grace. You're a Pisces.
Yes.
Pisces can't help but suck up other people's energy.
Yeah.
Positive or negative. You know what I mean?
Okay.
They can't just be around somebody and just turn it off. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. there's got to be a way out of that.
Well, you got to remember this. Number one, you can't change your mother.
No, right.
And she's probably not going to change anyway.
No, she's 95. I don't think she's going
right.
to change.
She's basically who she is who she is, and you either take her or leave her.
Right.
But she's not going to change.
Right.
And you are her Mars card, and this is more important than the cosmic lesson card.
Oh.
You are her Mars card, and you make her mad.
Yeah.
You understand? And that's not your fault, and that's not your responsibility when she gets angry with you.
Mm-hmm.
What only part of your responsibility and your part is what you do about what happens to you when she gets angry. How?
Really?
What do you do with it, see?
Yeah, I'm like wiped out for a day.
Well, you know, the only way you could get wiped out is because you're expecting something different, you know?
Oh, yeah, I've been through that to tell myself this is what it is and, you know, just be with it and go to the next thing. But then I find myself it takes a couple of days. So I feel like there's, even though I try to do it intellectually, it's something, you know.
Well, you know, I know what you're saying, and this is what everybody does. We learn as children that we have to do something intellectually. But I found that doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
What works is to do something from the heart, emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make any sense?
Yes, because I've tried to do forgiveness or, you know, for anything.
Yeah,
ever,
you can sit there and say, I forgive
time.
You, but your heart's saying, no, I don't.
But I need to. It's taking me out. I want to live my own life. I don't want to spend my life responding to her.
That's your challenge, is to get your power back from your mother, from what she makes you feel. And see, there's part of it. Here's the thing about being a Pisces, is that you feel other people. And a lot of Pisces, they don't want the burden of that. You understand?
Yes, I understand.
But you know what? You can't do anything about that. That's who you are. You're 60 years old. Do you think you're going to change?
No, I'm just trying to make 61, maybe.
So why don't you... Oh, you're going to make 61. Don't worry about it. But the thing is, when are you going to make... When is it going to be okay for you to feel pain and suffering?
So I just need to be open to feeling it and knowing I'm not going to just die by feeling pain.
You know that feelings are just meant to be felt, and once you feel them, they just fly on by.
Okay.
They only stick around when we fight them.
Yes.
Everybody's afraid to feel. We're afraid to feel hurt. We're afraid to feel anger. We're afraid to feel fear. You know what I mean?
Yes, I know.
And you're a two. You're very smart. You've always got by on your wits and your intelligence. And you've never learned to really be with all the fear, the anger, the hurt. And all they are is just feelings, and they go away if we let ourselves feel them.
Okay. Okay.
You know, and so this is a great little test, little challenge for you, you know.
Yeah.
Let yourself feel that stuff, and your mother won't have any power over you anymore. You won't have anything to run away from.
All right.
Great talking to you.
Well,
Doris.
Thank
I'm
you
glad
so
you called
much.
In. All the way from Maryland.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had
well, thank
to listen
you for,
to you.
Thank
I,
you for
I,
listening
I,
and being on the show tonight.
Pardon?
I said thank you for listening and thank you for being on the show tonight.
Thank you for having the show. It's great.
Oh, by the way, on April 16th, you go into your Venus period this year.
Mm-hmm.
And you got the Playgirl card there.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go out and have some fun.
Well, if I can get away from my mother, I'll think about it.
No one's ever made you be there. You are the power. You're the one who writes the script of your life. Remember what I talked about earlier?
I got to want it.
Well, you got to want to get your power back.
Okay.
Why are you going to live the rest of your life being the victim of your mother?
I hope not. That
well, stop.
Okay, I'll just get myself all ready to
Just look at the fact that you're making these choices. She's not making you do anything. You're doing it.
Yes.
She's not making you do anything. You are choosing to be there.
You're right.
I mean, you are so choosing to be there.
Right. Okay. So
we need a crowbar to pry you out of there. Why are you holding on to that? Think about that. Why are you holding on to that?
I don't know. I've been trying to find somebody else to do her errands and whatever, and everything always falls through.
Well, why do you let it? It's all about you. This is not about your mom. This is the story of your life. This is what you do in your life. This isn't the first time.
No.
And it won't be the last unless you take a look at this and start looking in you, because you're the one who's the center of that universe that you live in.
So I need to make one.
You're the one who's calling all the shots.
Okay, so
you want to be different.
A better job.
Make a difference. Huh? Not that big of a deal.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Thank
so
you for
much.
Calling, Doris.
Okay. Goodbye.
All right. Goodbye. Well, that was fun because we're having all these callers who are calling in so perfectly with our topic tonight, which is all about power, getting our power back. And we're getting the perfect callers to discuss this issue. So I think we have a woman. I think her name is Grace. Is that true? On line 4? I'm not sure.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Grace?
Yes, it is.
How are you, Grace?
Great. It's such a pleasure to speak with you.
Oh, great to hear your voice. You know, I love your name.
Well, thank you.
Grace is like one of my favorite words.
I try to live up to it. It doesn't always work.
Well, you know, maybe that's why you have the name, to practice it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. By the way, I've got all your books.
Oh, do you? Oh,
yes,
great.
I have your love card books, and I've got your Cards of Destiny, and your money book, your big money book, was such an inspiration to me. Your story of what you did to do what you're doing now, I want to do that. And you know, I thought it was really so cool to get your email and be on your list. And I tried a few weeks to get on, and I couldn't for whatever reason. And tonight I was just so excited to get on because I've done my own reading for the next year.
Uh-huh.
But I just wanted to... you know, I wasn't sure how I'm reading this. I don't always trust what I'm reading.
Oh, yeah, sure, I understand. Well, you know, even I don't... I mean, I get a general sense for my next year, but I don't, like, try to figure it all out. But I'll just tell you a couple things about your next year. Would
okay.
that be nice? Hello?
Uh-huh.
Well, did you notice that you're in the most blessed spot next year?
Yes, and I didn't know what that actually means.
Well, the book, you know, in the back of the book it's not on the back. I think it starts on page 108 or 109. It tells you exactly what that means.
So
it means you get wishes fulfilled.
Well, you know what confused me is that the Pluto is showing an ending, and I...
Yeah, but don't worry about that. First, just take in what I just... Take in this most blessed card thing, okay?
Okay.
Because you're getting this. You've got to get this, and you're getting this. Don't worry about the Pluto thing. It's not going to take away from the Ten of Diamonds displacement card that you have.
Uh-huh.
Okay? In other words, whatever you want most in your heart of hearts, it's going to come to you like crazy. Are you ready for that?
Yeah, I am, actually. I'm
okay, because, you know, this is going to happen, and you have to be ready because it's going to definitely come your way. See?
In what
so
areas,
it's about receiving. It's about being open and willing to let the good things happen to you that you really want, not something you would just make up. You know what a Nine of Hearts can mean? Are you married or single, by the way?
Single.
Okay. Nine of Hearts can mean that you get married. Did you know that?
No.
Yes. Does that scare you?
No, probably not. Maybe a little, I guess.
Well, you know, I look at your cards here, and I see so many hearts.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And when you see a lot of hearts, that means relationship. I think it's time for you to get back into the relationship area again.
Okay.
You're not even that old.
No, I'm not.
You're still young, and you have lots of things to experience and to learn, okay? And you have the Queen of Hearts long range. You're going to be having sex again. You understand what I'm talking about?
That's hilarious. Long
range. Good. I'm glad it's funny. Wait and see what happens.
Okay. And what else?
What else do you need? That's all you need. You're getting your wish and you're going to get laid. What else do you want?
Money.
Forget the money. It's not even an issue.
No, that really is what I want to know about. That's where my brain is.
Well, you know, that's where your brain is today. This is going to be in a couple months from now, and everything's going to shift and it's going to change. You're going to meet somebody before your birthday, by the way. It's coming right around the corner here.
Well, I mean, I actually am in a relationship.
I see.
Yeah, and I actually was living with this guy and ended up moving back home to my own house that I had been renting out, and I felt like I needed to make that change, and for me.
Sure.
So that's why I'm laughing about the long range sex thing.
Well, you know, maybe. I didn't know you were in a relationship. You told me you were single.
Yeah.
And that means you're not in a committed relationship.
Right.
Is that what you really are?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't sound like you actually are really single right now.
Okay, interesting. Well, I'm not married.
Well, you're not married, but you're not single either.
Okay.
You're taken. You're spoken for. I mean, you know, unless you want this relationship to end, you know, let me just say a couple more things and then I have to go. You know, if this relationship isn't everything that you want, why are you in it? Okay?
Right.
I mean, you're in the period of life now. It starts at age 46, right in that area, where we have to really decide how good our life is going to be for the rest of our life.
Mm-hmm.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's very important that you choose everything in your life as consciously as possible. That you know, who you're with and why you're with them. And you got to go for everything, not just like I was talking about settling earlier. Remember I said about people settle?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you settling in your life in the relationship department? I don't know. You have to answer this question. I don't know for sure. I get
the
sense that you are. I got the sense that it's not really what you want. It's why you didn't move in with him. Or you moved back.
Yeah.
Telltale sign that you're not happy there. You're not getting what you want.
Right.
So, you know, so, okay, stop wasting time. Because we're not getting younger.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
I remember thinking a few years back, I'm too old now, but I can't have that many more of these marriage and divorces things.
Right.
I mean, how many more can I have? And I want to get it right, you know?
Right. Well,
I want to go for the thing that I really want. I mean, if love's important to you, and I think it is, why not have the thing you really want? Whatever the cost.
Yeah.
So that's my advice. I mean, you have to do what you have to do, but that's what I would tell you because that's what I would tell myself.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, you know, I have another question, a question for you. I just started to do the weeklies that are in the Cards of Destiny book.
Uh-huh.
And I hadn't done it before because I didn't have any playing cards, and so I finally bought myself a set and started doing that. There's a couple of questions with that that I had. One was, you know, I didn't have the stopwatch. So if you're doing the 3:20 second reading, if you're doing...
You have to have just any clock with a second hand.
Yeah, and I didn't have one. So how accurate would it be if you're doing 1,001, 1,002 per second?
No, go out and get yourself a little clock.
Okay. The second question is, if in a day, for example, this week, I tried doing that. Now, I don't know how accurate it would be because I don't have a stopwatch. But when you have like a 2 and a 9, a 2 of spades, a 9 of spades, and a king of diamonds in one day, the 9, isn't it like about an ending of some kind?
Well, what I tell people to do, Grace, is just to don't try to figure out what the week's going to be, okay? Just do your reading, lay the cards out, and then watch what happens every day, and then come back and look at the cards and see how they connect. Okay? That's the whole purpose of it. You'll learn about the meaning of the cards faster by doing that than anything else.
Yeah, I can see that.
So you can try to figure it out, but you don't really have to. Just go through your day and then come home and go, oh, look, you know, and see how what the cards say compares to what happened. And make sure you get the birthdays of people that you run into during the day, you know.
Okay.
So you can see if they showed up.
Right.
You want to know if it's them or not, right? So you got to ask everybody their birthday.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. It's been a lot of fun exploring this.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, people don't mind. I think I've only had one person in 20 years who refused to give me their birthday.
Wow.
So,
yeah, well,
you know, I mean, and especially if they find out, you might give them a little reading or something.
Yeah, you know what, D, is I'll start listening to your programs. I think I'll learn more from that, too.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have been writing me and saying that they're learning a lot about how to read the cards by listening to what I tell people who call in on the show.
Yeah.
So you're welcome to do that, too.
Yeah, so you think my year looks pretty good?
Yes, I do.
And
you have an 8 of diamonds in Jupiter this year.
I'm sorry?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at the, I'm sorry. Let me just go back to your year. Yes, it's going to be an incredibly good year. You're going to get your wishes fulfilled. What else do you want?
Well, that's
now,
great.
You see, you're a 7 of clubs, so you can always turn it into, you know, something negative. Do you know what I mean? The 7 of clubs are known to go back and forth between positive and negative. And that's saying it in a nice way.
Wow. What were you getting ready to say about Jupiter, though?
Well, I was looking at the wrong spread.
Oh.
But this year is a Jupiter year. Don't even worry about it. Just make a wish list and see what happens.
All right.
You got everything coming your way, money and love. What else could you want?
That's it. It sounds great. It was
all right, Gracie. Thanks for calling.
You.
Have a nice evening.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have time for one more call tonight, and I think we have Susan waiting on line 2, if she's still here. Is she here?
I'm still here.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
Hello? I'm fine.
And where are you
calling from?
Hello?
I'm calling from Payson, Arizona. Yes? I'm calling from Payson, Arizona.
We have a little bit of a delay thing, so just kind of be patient with the phone thing, okay?
Okay.
So I have your birthday. Are you really born in 1941?
Yes.
You sound so young.
Well, I am. I've had a really busy last few years. I just got married a couple of years ago.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
My husband's maybe going to be taking a job in the same place, but we're going to be moving again probably in a few months, and I was just kind of wondering if you saw anything in my future that it was going to be good.
When do you expect this to happen? After your birthday?
Let me see. Maybe before. Well, right around probably.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't see any real problems.
Keep the 10 apart.
It looks like you are moving before your birthday.
Oh, that could be. Okay.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Does it look like a good thing?
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Uh-huh.
It's definitely a good thing.
Okay. Because he was a little concerned about that. This is something he's never done before. He just became a nurse 2 years ago, and now he's a DON, and then he's going up higher. And I know, it's just crazy.
No, I think it's going to be fine. It looks, at least from your card's point of view, and then I look at next year, and I see there's going to be more financial gain. So I think it's going to be good.
All right.
It looks good to me.
Okay. Yeah, well, we got married on February 10th because I, did the love cards book and everything. And
oh yeah, a Two of Spades day.
Uh huh. Well, that was we had to pick certain days, and
uh-huh.
That was the one we ended up with. So
that's a good day.
I'm just so happy to talk to you. I'm so excited. I just can't tell you how much I read your. I just read the love cards. I'm getting the Destiny book. I hadn't gotten it, and then I just decided from listening to your program, I have to get it right away. And
oh yeah, because that has your future in it and your past. You know.
I know.
Do you
see anything else?
It's kind of fun, and you know how much fun you have with love cards, but it's a whole different realm when you go into the Destiny. It's just as fun in a different way.
Right.
Well, I'm really glad that you called from Payson, Arizona.
I know. I moved from Boise just before we got married, and then it's just been crazy. Everything's been happening so fast. And
you're the same birthday as my father.
Really? I know that. I heard you say that the other day, and I thought that was amazing. Was he an eternal teenager, too?
Yeah, he still is, and he's like, in his 70s now, and he's...
Okay, well, there you go.
he's just so smart, too. I just can't get over how smart he is.
Uh-huh.
He never had a lot of common sense, but he's always been really intelligent.
I've got some common sense, but I don't know. Sometimes
you sound like you're a little more grounded than my dad.
Yeah, that could be. Well,
but,
I have to be.
It's different when you're a woman than a man of the same card. It just shows up differently.
Right. So. Well, yeah, I got married really young and had kids really young and have had a very interesting life. I'll tell you.
Yeah, well, it's a pleasure to have you on the show tonight, Susan. Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you, Robert.
All right, have a great evening.
You too. Bye.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So this concludes our show tonight, everybody. I hope you enjoyed it. As we end the show tonight, we're going to play another song of my composition that I'm actually almost done with the CD. I'm just trying to get one more song done, and then we're going to release this music. Some of you have commented how much you liked it. I think we'll play the Gayatri chant that we played. I think we played it last week, actually, the Gayatri mantra, which is a very powerful mantra. I just want to say as we end the show that remember that you are the author of your life. And you are the captain of your destiny. I'll see you next week. Have a pleasant evening, and thank you.
Om Purvam Tatsaviturvarinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam Om Bhujivaha Svaha Tatsaviturvarinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam Tatsavitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo-yo-na-prachodayam Om Bhurvah Svaha Tatsavitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi
Tatsavitur-varinyam
sadikuravariyam Bhargo devasya dhimahi deyo yonah prachodayam.